Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesized, he spoke about his own death and his first family member to join him, and that is how it turned out to be. There is a narration in Bukhari as well as Muslim that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called his daughter Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha during his last illness. He whispered to her something which made her weep, and then he whispered to her something which made her laugh and smile. Aisha radiallahu anha says that she asked Fatima that what is it that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said to whisper to you which made you weep, and then he whispered something to you which made you laugh. And Fatima radiallahu anha said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam secretly informed me of his death, so I wept. He then again informed me secretly that I would be the first amongst the members of his family to follow him, and so I laughed. And Imam Nawawi rahimahullah says that this is a clear miracle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, it is two miracles, not just one. He informed Fatima that she would survive him, and that she would be the first person from amongst the family to follow him, and both happened as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had predicted. As he predicted, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala's laughter at this informs us that she would be the first from amongst the families to join Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the fact that when she was told that she would leave this world, she laughed. What does this tell us about the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? About Fatima radiallahu anha, that she preferred the life of the year after over that of this world. That someone tells you, you're going to be dying in 6 months' time, and you smile at that, and you take it as happy news, you feel good about that. SubhanAllah, that was the response from Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Furthermore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that the one with the longest hands from amongst you, speaking to the honorable consorts, the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would be the first to meet me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wives would then measure their hands to see whose hands was the longest, and it was the hands of Zainab that was the longest amongst them, as she used to work with her hands and spend that income on charity. The wives thought that the longest hands referred to the physical length, so they went and they measured their arms with a stick and found Sauda radiallahu anha had the longest hands. And when Zainab radiallahu anha died, it was only then that they realized that it was not the physical length that was meant, rather it was the generosity that was being referred to. Now that when the linguists say that someone has long hands and long arms, they mean that this person is generous and large-hearted. And a person with short arms or short hand, then a person is stingy and miserly. So this hadith indicates another amazing miracle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is special virtue of Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. These are the unchallenged miracles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.